I spent a few years as chairman of what it was then called the Students' Council. Today it would be the Students' Union, which meant that I could all get involved in a lot of the leisure facilities rather than the academic side. And in fact, I ran, built up the dances, which started off, they used to be small, relatively small dances to a record player. And I said, well, you know, this is not good enough. And I think they charged, in all this is in old money, a shilling for a ticket at the end of the term. I said, we're going to have to charge more, but we'll see what we can do. And along my car, I said, oh, you never sold them, never sold. I put forward half a crown, 2 shillings and 6 pence of old money. And I got in touch. The war was then on. American forces were here. We got in touch with one of the generals or senior officers. And they were only too delighted to come and play for us. So we put on, and that photograph is one of the big dances where we were a bit naughty. We sold more tickets than we were supposed to put in that hall, which technically was under what was then the LCC, London County Council, before the GLC. And people gave tickets, they went round the back door and they were sold to somebody else waiting to get in. So we did very well. We raised money and it all went on facilities for the students.
So were those dances held in the Little Titchfield Street building? Was that in the Little Titchfield Street building? In
that
the gymnasium?
Those dances were held in Titchfield Street.
Mm.
The gymnasium was a very big hall, with a stage actually at one end. So it was quite suited. There wasn't a lot of permanent apparatus around, so it was quite well suited. Anyway, the kids made their own atmosphere, and it was very, very popular. And they all coughed up their 2 shillings and sixpence and thoroughly enjoyed it.